welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
And we're here with Titanic, epic movie.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was epic. I didn't have put a judgment on it.
No, it's a pretty epic movie. It was, I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't enjoy Titanic, sort of, when I saw it. I think what all the hullabaloo was about. No. I think James Cameron's made a lot of better movies.
Let me tell you about my Titanic experience then.
Because you were a little girl that went to go see Titanic, and it made you're like, what's happening with my vagina? And you went to go see it a whole bunch of other times because you didn't really know what sex was yet. And, like, this weird thing was happening with your vagina every time you went to go see it. So you just kept going to see it.
I knew that it happened in a steamy car. An old-timey steamy car. That's what I knew about sex. And that it involved a handprint. A steamy handprint. But, no, yeah, I was a, like, preteen girl and I saw it 3 times in theater. Which is, I saw it with my friends and then I made my mom go see it. And then I made my dad go see it. So I have seen Titanic. I missed it in its 3D release, which I was pretty sad about.
Your experience of seeing Titanic was akin to my experience of seeing all the Playboys my dad was hiding in his closet when I was growing up.
But that, if you're just going to draw the, like, sexy analogy, then that really, like, implies that I'm deeply fucked up and also, like, seeing people drown to get aroused. Because, like, no one sits through 3 hours just for one steamy handprint.
No, but you're aroused by the fact that, like, this woman had just total control over this dude that he's like, listen, you just stay on there and survive this. I'm gonna, like, hang out in the freezing cold tundra that's my biggest fear in the world and die because you're a little bit more overweight than most of the girls I've dated and you just won't move over and let me on this raft.
I did have that thought from
there's
the
not
beginning.
A person who saw the movie that didn't have that thought.
Why couldn't they just use half a door or something that, like, made sense?
She's like, I'm on this lifeboat.
It was so big.
Hold on. So I just need to relax a little bit. I twisted my ankle getting off that boat. I just want to elevate it so it doesn't get worse.
It was like the lifeboat.
Could you hand me some of that ice you're laying in so I can put it on my ankle?
It's like the lifeboats, like, fit 40, but, like, they only had, like, 12 people in them because, like, everyone was, like, dodgy and they didn't go back to collect people. And it's like, yeah, and the doors could fit, like, 6 people and they fit 1.
Well, everyone, like, makes a comment that there weren't enough lifeboats and all that stuff. But there's never, like, there's no real, like, solution for when a boat's going down. It's just utter chaos.
Well, yeah, there is. There's half enough lifeboats.
You say there's half enough lifeboats, but there was, like, a boat that went down recently that hella people died on.
No, no one died. That one in Mexico, no one died.
I thought people died on it.
Zero casualties. We handle our fucking crashes in 2012.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
It just did crash. And then it was the trashiest thing where they would just play clips of the movie Titanic next to this, like, cruise ship that was crashing. It's like, really? We can't just captivate people with an actual boat crashing?
Yeah. They're just playing Celine Dion over, like, footage of the Mexico tragedy.
It was like as if people were so stupid they couldn't conceptualize what a boat sinking was unless they could tie it to pop culture they had seen.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of when Heath Ledger died. I saw on the news, they were like, Heath Ledger died, and they just kept playing the Batman trailer next to it. It's like shameless promotion mixed with the news.
When he's promoting Titanic.
He's promoting Titanic. It's like, in honor of the tragedy in Mexico, we'll be playing Titanic tonight on ABC.
Oh my God.
Tune in.
It's like, did you hear that that guy on the street got murdered? What do you mean? Like in Law and Order, you know, like that? Oh!
We should go watch the Law and Order marathon that's on USA every night.
Now I understand. Until you mentioned Law and Order, I didn't know what that
was. Like every day in honor of someone who died, they play an episode of Law and Order. It, like, the number of murders in the country is equal to the number of Law and Order episodes there are.
Also, I don't, like, Law and Order is this entire show about murder. Basically, its thesis statement is, like, life isn't terrible enough. You're just living your nice life, going to work, coming home. Don't you want to watch more murder? Because we've solved all the real-world problems. They just create fictional murders for you to get to.
There's just, like, I know people are actually dealing with these things, but no one's really dealing with these things. Not at least not in my white-collar world. my white collar upbringing.
But I did, I love Titanic. And I was actually watching clips of it before this, and I was, like, getting very emotional. It's intense when it sinks. When it sinks, it's very sad.
So wait, really, what is it that you loved about Titanic when you saw it? What's the real thing you loved?
At that point, like, they're pretty young. They're pretty young, so they're, like, you can kind of relate. Like, it's a few years away. Like, they were 17. And, I mean, the main character is a girl, so it's kind of relatable. And then it's, like, I guess, like, I mean, everyone loves Titanic. There's a reason that, like, the entire, like, Western world knows about this one ship that sank, because it's, like, a compelling story that, like, these people died.
The reason Titanic made all this money is little girls went to see it a million times, and everyone else was tricked into seeing it once.
I did trick my dad to see it. I forced him to do that, yes. But so you didn't like it? I mean, what are your opinions?
No. Titanic's good. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. I don't know. I'm just never trying to watch Titanic. If Titanic's on TV and people are dying, I'm watching it. But I just don't need that whole beginning. The story pisses me off. It pisses me off.
But that's what happened. You mean the plotline between Jack and Rose?
It's just, yeah, there's just so many things that piss me off about the movie. He goes up to her, she sees him, they're just like, I instantly love you with everything in my heart, to the point of, I'm going to die for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, it does, I don't know.
You're, like, the ultimate, like, not that person. You're like 2 weeks into your relationship, I was like, what happened if Aguirre's died? You're just like, meh. I mean, I know you're not that way now, but I'm just saying, like one day you'd meet this person, and you'd be like, maybe that's how Kate Winslet was. Maybe Kate Winslet was like, yeah, you died. Meh.
She clearly got over it. But no, but I would like to point out that you bring up my boyfriend every episode. I never bring him up, but you like referencing him.
Well, I just don't have anyone to bring up right now. There's no bring up. If I had someone to bring up, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring him up. I didn't mean to say his name. We'll bleep over his name.
Yeah, like, we have bleeping technology here.
I can work at bleeping the name out.
Oh, wait, but I do want to... I looked up that ship, and a bunch of people did die. Like, hundreds of people died. So that was my bad. But maybe another ship.
Oh, 100
died.
People died in that Mexican,
like,
ship?
Way over 100.
I told you, we don't have the... We don't have the technology. Look, it's just like a boat is breaking. You saw what happened on Titanic when the boat breaks.
Shit went bad.
It just breaks in like half and just... How do you lower
it? You've been on many cruise ships. Everyone that's on a cruise ship is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I've never been on a cruise ship that went down.
But you've been there, and I feel like every single person on a cruise ship is like a 54-year-old Outback Steakhouse waitress that saved up 5 years' wages. No, actually, scratch that. Saved no wages, took out a new credit card, maxed out the credit card, bought, like, tickets for the cruise for her and her fucking biker boyfriend, and they're there. That's on a cruise. Yes, those people are idiots when it sinks.
I want to meet this girl who's taking her boyfriend on cruises, who's buying the tickets for her bike. I'm going to become a biker just as some chick that works at Outback Steakhouse will buy me cruise tickets.
You could totally go scrounge for Krugers.
I could go scrounge. Yeah, I could get taken on a cruise.
You're choosing not to do that.
I'm choosing. I'm making a conscious decision. I'm claiming I'm into it on this show every week and then not acting on that at all.
We live in LA. There's plenty of, like, fake boobs from 1984 that are going around. Like, you could pick up on that.
Yeah, the fake boobs are probably different from 1984.
Yeah, they're probably just, like, large marbles.
Do people get fake boobs and then replace their fake boobs?
Yeah, no, you're supposed to do it every, like, 5 to 10 years.
You're supposed to change out your boobs?
I've watched a lot of reality TV, and Holly Madison had her boobs change, and several of the Atlanta housewives and Orange County housewives.
They have, like, walk-in plastic surgery clinics in Vegas. Did you see that when you were there?
No, what?
Yeah, just like real quick boob jobs. It's like slice, plop in some silicone, sew it up. There you go. You got some new boobs.
Oh my god, do you get like a...
Walk in, walk out. Maybe have some really weird ass titties going on now.
Do you have like a coupon for slots? And it comes with a $100 coupon for slots.
For sluts?
Slots.
Slots. Oh, slots. Slots. Slots and sluts.
One comes with the other.
You have to worry in Vegas. Every girl you meet is a prostitute. We are 10 minutes into this podcast, and we've yet to discuss anyone we would or wouldn't have sex with.
Well, we're on titties, and we talk about Titanic,
we're getting there. But let's get into it. Let's talk about all the people you'd have sex with on that movie.
Okay.
Number one, probably the biggest star of the movie, James Cameron. I think that's the one everyone's wondering about.
Well, I was actually reading up on him on the Wikipedia page, and it was a highly disturbing. Did you know that over 50 members, like hundreds of members of the crew, got poisoned with PCP from a disgruntled employee? He dumped it in the soup at, like, craft services, and over 50 people had to go to the hospital.
From PCP? They took people were doing PCP. Do you know what PCP is? I saw...
James Cameron does, because he was on it.
I saw... No wonder he's so fucking crazy. I saw this... Okay, so I used to have the satellite dish where we, like, had, like... We would just get, like, all these weird, weird, like, channels, and, like, we were always getting pay-per-view and stuff. And there was this show, Cops Too Hot for TV. And, like, Cops is already, like, pushing the limits of TV as is. And I was like, I had to watch Cops Too Hot for TV. In Cops Too Hot for TV, there's this episode about this guy who is on PCP, like, doing some real violent stuff. So just all of a sudden, all the cops are, like, outside this house. It's like a standoff, like there's a hostage situation going on in there. This guy comes outside naked with a knife in his hand. I'm not lying, like, when I saw it say this. Cuts off his penis.
No.
Throws it at the police.
No one does that!
Screaming, runs towards them, starts getting shot by them, doesn't die for, like, a little while, like, starts, like, attacking them until eventually he just, like,
died. Why was that allowed to be on TV?
It wasn't allowed to be on TV. You can pay for it.
It's a very special episode of Law & Order.
So looks everyone like cut off on his Titanic was doing that stuff?
Looks like he cut off his penis because he did PCP. Oh, yeah. His wife said it was actually better that way. That's Law & Order theme. I've watched Law & Order in like many years.
They should do Law & Order on that. What's the trial? Where's the order in that? This guy's dead because he cut off his penis and was shot 30 times. And we're charging him with an aggravated assault.
Bam, 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 bam. How do you do Law & Order theme?
Bum, ba, ba, da, bam.
I was way off. I do not remember that. I just stopped watching it because it gave me nightmares.
And it went like, bum, 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 bum. Every scene would cut in, bum, bum.
James Cameron.
So James Cameron.
Oh, apparently he's like a total asshole on set. He was basically drowning all these people. That's why they were so upset at him.
He was on PCP. He was like really aggravated. People, things weren't going his way.
No, he got poisoned once through soup, and they all went to the hospital.
Disgruntled. Was he a caterer? I did catering on a movie. That's pretty disgruntled.
He was never found.
The guy?
Yeah.
James Cameron murdered him while he was poisoned on PCP.
Okay, he's a workaholic, super powerful. I feel like James Cameron has like 1-2 hours for you a week.
1-2 hours what?
For you, to hang out with you a week.
Oh, if you're dating him?
Would I bone him? Yeah, because I would have sex with him just so I could see the inside of his house. That's gonna be amazing.
That's why you have a lot of money. You're just like, yeah, you come up, you can see my house and we'll have sex. And you're like, oh, it's worth it.
It's worth it. Can I have like 30 DVDs? Of course.
What kind of crazy bedroom does James Cameron have?
What kind of
Avatar world is James Cameron living in?
What if that was like his disgusting fantasy? What if he's like, well, you have to paint yourself blue. Put the tail on.
You're tall. You could be one of his girls.
He's just really into WNBA players.
You're just painted blue with stripes in your Nefertiti.
Oh my god. I have to get braids in my hair. That sounds annoying.
Okay, so is this a yet you,
it's
you
a yes, would you would just to see, I'm not would sexually you, attracted
you,
to him.
Would you do all that stuff? Would you go blue and
Avatar?
Shit and
have yeah, like, it's
weird,
like,
you'd have weird Avatar sets with him to see the inside. I bet you'd get a great makeup job. I bet like you would have professional people make you an Avatar.
I would be attended to. I feel like it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You can like go tell people. I could probably get some really good bits out of it. Yeah, definitely. That mansion. And like I said,
hey,
Catherine
Bigelow got an Oscar.
And he give you free DVDs. So really, it's a win-win. It might just be 30 copies of Avatar, though.
I wonder if that was in the divorce. They were just like, all right, if you want to keep all this stuff, James, you just need to give her your Avatar Oscar when that comes along. It's agreed upon. Fine.
So,
she gets one of your two Oscars. half your Oscars.
Is that, so she really, this ex-wife just has one of his Oscars? Mm-hmm. That's really upsetting.
No, it's not one of his Oscars. They were competing with each other for Avatar and The Hurt Locker, and she won for The Hurt Locker over him.
Oh, shit. That's drama. I don't really know.
They're divorced.
Oh, that's sad. Okay, so now let's get to the girls.
Not really all that sad.
You gave me James Cameron, which I was not expecting. Came off of, not actually in the movie, so then I'm going to throw you back with Celine Dion.
I would say I didn't see that coming if you didn't warn me about it prior to you. And then I fucked you in the podcast by throwing James Cameron out first. I wasn't going to do it. And right after I did it, I was like, I fucked Robin right there. I didn't mean to.
That's fine.
I'm apologizing here on the air to, like, admit that you had the better idea of bringing an outsider in.
Oh, it was a surprise. You just thought of that?
I thought, after you said Celine Dion to me beforehand, I thought, ooh, I'll do James Cameron. As opposed to, that's why you shouldn't have warned me, because if you'd just done it to me now, I'd be like, now I have to bring James Cameron in.
No,
it's good. Instead, I was able to, like, jump in there and josh you.
Yeah, thanks for your disgusting expression. Also, I've been taking improv lessons, so it's fine. I can just roll with it. I'll just say, yes, and you're James Cameron. But I want to tell you this little story about... So, I, as a child, owned, like, 5 CDs. And I saved my money for them. I had Nimrod by Green Day. I had the Spice Girls' second CD. And one of the 5 CDs, I had now 2. The other CD I had was the Titanic soundtrack, which I bought at Ross Dress for Less for, like, $11. It was a big purchase for me at that time. And I took it home, and it's, of course, the Celine Dion song, which is lovely and just, like, heartwarming. And then it's 29 sounds of pipes grinding in water. It's the worst CD anyone could own. And I would listen to it, and I'd get depressed as, like, a 13-year-old. Just be like, that's the whole CD. So I just listened to that one over and over again. $11 for that one CD.
Celine Dion. When I have sex with Celine Dion,
you're in Vegas. You're doing a magic show. You're headlining, and she's like, "Oh, you're at the Palms.
What does she look like right now? Hold on, I'm gonna look up a picture of Celine Dion.
I was just thinking that we should get together after our shows.
Yeah, I'm looking at Celine Dion. Celine Dion's hot. She's a total MILF.
What the fuck is she into? Because she's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just gonna go out there and say Celine, however I say your name, if you're listening to the podcast, you won't have sex. And you don't mind that I haven't really figured out how to say your name. I'm sure your people can find me. Not that hard to find. Post on the podcast wall.
She looks good, but she's crazy. That bitch is out of there.
She sounds like just my type.
Celine Dion falls into a category that I feel like a lot of people fall into, which is either most boring sex or most crazy sex. Like, maybe she's just not fun. It's like, whatever. And just, like, she just lies there. Or she's insane.
Married to that, like, really old dude, right?
See, so maybe she's boring. Or maybe it doesn't really solve anything. Maybe she's super boring, or maybe she's insane.
Yeah, look at this guy.
He just looks like Santa.
He's bald Santa Claus.
Santa has hair? Santa is bald. He just wears that hat.
Is Santa bald?
And other questions.
I guess Santa's bald. Are you looking that up?
Yeah, he's bald in, like, all these portrayals.
Would you have sex with Santa Claus?
Well, that's hard, right? Because he's a Christian. Yeah, I think he's a pretty dedicated Christian. And he's married. So if I could become Mrs. Claus, yes. But I wouldn't go behind her back.
You would be Mrs. Claus. You would live in the North Pole for the rest of your life?
I would pretty much do most deals for immortality and, like, the love of all, yes.
And you'd be so much taller than all the elves. It'd be ridiculous.
I'd just be constantly hitting my head. It'd be a lifetime, an eternity of hitting my head.
I get this picture of you getting your head getting so fucked. You're just, like, cursing so much in the North Pole.
The elves are dirty little creatures. The elves are not, like, clean.
The elves.
They just make toys, but you can cuss in front of them. It's fine. Okay. So, wait, did we go? Oh, yes, the Celine Dion. We've just done no one in the movie. Let's get to the movie.
We're 20 minutes in. We've still not talked about anyone from the actual movie that we'd have sex with. All right, I think the one that is on everyone's mind, really, Billy Zane.
Okay, so no, because obviously as a little girl who's in love with, like, the movie, you have to hate him. You have to, like, internalize your hate for him. And I hated that actor. And I thought he was the actor that was in The Mummy. Because, like, before
he was the actor that was in The Mummy.
Wait, he was?
No, not The Mummy, not The Mummy, not The Mummy. He was in The Phantom.
See what you think, though? He looks like that dude in The Mummy.
No, that's Brendan. I was
no, not Brendan Fraser, the enemy, the guy that plays The Mummy.
That guy? You thought it was that guy?
Yeah. That's before the internet. There's no way to check. You're just like, maybe. And you go on that knowledge.
Is the internet that new?
Yes, when I had Titanic, I was buying CDs at Ross Dress for Less.
Thanks, Al Gore. thanks for the internet.
It was started at UCLA. That was the first connection.
Al Gore did it at UCLA?
Yeah. So no, obviously he's like an enemy, but now upon further adult reflection, he's like pretty cute. So yeah, I don't know. I might just like have to punch him in the face.
Would you have sex with Billy Zane? The question is, would you have sex with the character Billy
no,
Zane?
No, he's obviously terrible, right? He's just like obsessed with like marrying some 18-year-old. And
do you think he has bad sex though? Do you think that guy has good sex or bad sex?
I think he's hot, but he is certainly in that movie at least acting like he has a terrible,
like
terrible penis.
Like he has a terrible penis, and also like he's one of those like you have sex my way.
And
guys.
His way is like 20 seconds. Because think about it. It was 1912. They knew what banging was. And if Kate had been into him, they would have banged. And if they had banged and they're engaged, they probably had sex, right? And so she's so desperate to like go look for some fucking scumbag running around the bottom of the ship. He probably comes in his pants. That's my guess. He's probably terrible. There's no way he's like solidly banging her and she still wants to escape.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Maybe if they just had sex, they wouldn't have had all these problems that they had.
She would have fucking, like, relaxed, been like, maybe I can just be rich and, like, sit here.
She just
here.
Had sex with Leonardo DiCaprio, and I love him. Also, you don't understand, I just love him.
Also,
but you don't understand, your dumb girl that just had sex with a dude in a car.
Also, Billy Zane was trying to, one, protect his woman, and he would have totally gotten her on a lifeboat. She wouldn't have had to, like, she probably, like, lost some frostbite fingers, you know?
Yeah, he would totally lifeboat saved her.
Yeah. And, like, honestly,
we make Billy Zane to be out to be this bad guy, but, like, if I was marrying this chick and took her on a boat and she's running around with this dude from the bottom deck, I'd be like, fucking kill this guy.
Yeah, you'd be totally upset. And he doesn't even get that mad at her, right? He, like, hates him. He's, like, kind of forgiving.
Yeah, this guy's, like, trying to steal his woman. Like, you're manipulating her. You're painting these stupid naked pictures of her.
Right, just because Billy Zane can't, like, predict what Picasso is, then he's, like, an enemy. Remember that scene?
Oh, is there a scene where he, like, sees Picasso?
No, she, like, is, like, so he's, like, oh, what's that? It's garbage. And she's, like, it's just a new artist named Picasso, and I just really like it. And he's, like, that's retarded. And then everyone's, like, oh, Picasso, that means that Billy Zane's evil and Rose is good.
Yeah, that was pretty evil.
Whatever, I'm sure I would just judge art terribly.
What is this garbage?
Ooh, Picasso.
I got a funny story. I don't know if I've ever told you this. By that time I was going out with that, like, artist chick.
Okay.
From Columbia.
Okay.
I went to her art show, and, like, we hadn't really, like, gotten that into the relationship, but, I went to her art show, and her stuff was, like, unbelievable. I still think her stuff was amazing. But everyone else's was so bad, and I just kept making fun of it all to her, and then she never called me again. Like, there was this one guy who just had, like, these three paintings in a row. It was, like, a green background with, like, three purple lines across, then, like, a green background with, like, three purple lines down, and the same thing, like, across in the other direction. And I was, like, looked at her, I was, like, really? She's like, he has a sense of humor about his work. I was like, do his parents have a sense of humor about it, too? I wasn't digging my jokes.
Yeah, artist types are not funny, traditionally.
Well, no, if she had come to, like, my stand-up show and she was like, oh, man, all the other comedians were terrible, but you were amazing, I would have been like, let's get married.
All you really want is just be, like, a small-time version of a bully where you crush people enough that you feel great.
Wouldn't you be like, if you were on a show with a bunch of people and someone was like, oh, those other ones were terrible, you fucking stole the show.
I might think that they were...
Lying to you?
Lying to me, yeah.
I could see that too, but I feel like she looked at it and she's like, I know I'm pretty fucking baller. Because her shit was unbelievably good. And everyone else's was retarded. She was like that diamond in the rough. I don't think anyone else is doing anything big from that class.
They're all
selling art on Venice Boulevard.
I want to go to the place in Cave of Wonders that Aladdin goes to. It says Diamond in the Rough.
You mean the place where you get a genie?
The leopard? Yeah. But if you don't,
I want to go there too.
But you can also just have a bunch of fucking jewels, right? Wait, no, you can't have the jewels. It melts. Never mind, I forgot.
Yeah, no, the only thing to really get out of there is the genie.
Ugh, and the genie is racist.
Is the genie racist?
It's voiced by Robin Williams.
Why you say Robin Williams is racist?
It's just he was doing a bunch of jokes. It's just accents. It's a standard joke. I kind of stole it from the general comedy atmosphere. But you just really rejected it. You did not yes and my Robin Williams racism joke.
Yes, and in what way is he racist?
You can't ask questions either. I'm taking improv classes,
and
you guys.
He is racist. And we should have a conversation about the reasons why.
Because he does stupid impressions. Okay, so Billy Zane, no, but yes now. But yes to the character, maybe. Yeah. Well, then he seems like a dick. I'd have to, like,
fuck a... I feel like women love that.
I feel
like
a servant.
Kate Winslet's not up to, like, modern dating culture.
Yeah, 1912 dating culture.
If she was, like, really into modern dating culture, she'd be like, oh, this guy treats me like shit, I love him.
Do you have a fixed gear bicycle? Okay, so now...
She would totally friend-zone Leonardo DiCaprio for hanging out in the water that whole time. Like, oh, this guy's such a pussy. We'll be friends. He's a nice guy. We can talk. Yeah, I feel safe with him.
Maybe if he dies, it's like, you don't have to die to, like, show that you like me, right? Like, it's fine. Like, I get it. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about...
Would you mind just moving off of the raft? I'm just uncomfortable. Thank you.
We're just not there yet.
I just don't want people to get the wrong idea.
It's like, I get hit on all the time, okay? And it gets tiring. Sometimes I just want to be
You're my best friend, Leonardo.
Well, you're my best friend in the Titanic. I have, like, Jenny back home, duh.
When did Kate Winslet turn into Kate Kardashian?
Oh, good crossover. Okay, so let's talk about, then, not Celine Dion, but, like, Lizzie, the granddaughter, who's on the boat.
Oh, that comes on with old-ass Kate Winslet?
Yeah, the one that's, like, helping her out.
Yeah, I have, like, vague recollection of her, but enough... But, like, the fact that I have a vague recollection of her makes her, like, totally bangable. I remember it was, like, the one person, like, I really wanted to do when I was watching that movie. Because that's one of the things about that movie, is that's why all these little girls liked it, because it was all full of all these dudes they wanted to bang, like Billy Zane and Leonardo DiCaprio. But the movie really didn't do much for young dudes.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It wasn't like Leonardo DiCaprio and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, sorry. You just have every other movie since the beginning of time. Is that not enough?
And I think what we've learned is from Titanic that Hollywood's been making a mistake making movies for men because it's little girls that go see the movies.
Yeah, it's
as proven by Titanic and Twilight. And Justin Bieber's documentary. Little girls go to see documentaries of Justin Bieber's in them.
It's because you guys don't have any shame about looking up disgusting porn and talking about jerking off all day. But little girls can't do that shit. Little girls can't order vibrators, so they have to go see Titanic 3 times, alright? Yes. That's what it is. Get used to it. You can make $14 if you're a movie theater.
Is that why girls mature quicker than boys because they can't just order a vibrator?
Because time
men are able to more easily masturbate at a way earlier age.
Oh God, I just wish like half of your guys' balls were cut off. Just like we need to go back to eunuchs, honestly. If like half of dudes were eunuchs, I feel like all the world's problems would be solved. Just like if you're like too aggressive or you ever like smash someone's face in a bar, your balls get cut off. It's fine. This is what it is. Like, sorry, you're a eunuch now. You're still alive. You can still work. But you can't do that shit anymore. I'm just saying. It's a pretty good idea. Okay,
all
so
right,
definitely
so
Lizzie.
Moving on. It's interesting to keep my door locked at night. Lorena Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt, someone I would definitely not do. All right, so do we get to the main guy yet, Bill Paxton? We talked about, like, the big star in the movie. Bill Paxton's character. Have you gotten to him yet?
Brock Lovett, I think you're referring to Brock Lovett,
the one I love it.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Brock Lovett, how about John Lovett?
No, ew.
You wouldn't have sex with John Lovett?
No! Oh, God, you hear him complain. Can you imagine his sex voice? Oh! Yes! Yes!
That was great!
I can't do
any accents. Thank you, Robbins. Thank you.
Hearing myself try to do accents is so depressing, but at least sometimes it prompts you to do them, and then you're able to do the impressions.
Yeah, you know, just trying it out. Just, you know, I'm not bringing out my John Lovett's impression, just like, throw that out there. It gets thrown right back at me. If maybe someone listening to this podcast will actually make a comment and comment on my
Wait, we got two comments.
We got two comments.
One was on the Olympics page. It was talking about like what Olympic athlete they wanted to bang, and the other one's on iTunes. It says it makes my dick bigger. So thank you for rating us and writing that comment.
Why does it make his dick bigger?
I know. I was thinking to myself, like,
am I so emasculated on this show? He's like, huh, I feel like I have a pretty big dick listening to this guy. He's getting a boner listening to us talk?
And then I was just like, if this is, like, where you went on the internet to find your arousement, then that's sad.
But don't stop.
But don't stop.
Please keep going.
For the love of God, share with all your friends.
And make another comment. Make another gross comment.
10,000 other comments. Share all your friends. Draw a little picture of your penis with little, like, parentheses, whatever.
All right, so Brock Lovett.
Okay, a couple things on him. One, that character would be gone most of the year, like, on some boat. You couldn't, like, hang out with him. And I feel like he would smell really bad when he came back.
That you said, you know, there's a lady, Brock Lovett is basically poorer James Cameron.
He is. He's less famous.
He's all on PCP when he comes home. Someone on his ship poisoned him.
Yeah, I mean, he's like cute and he's like a scientist type. But I also feel like if you're on that ship, there's also like the really nerdy guy that's just like, oh, this is when the ship crashed in half. And one was like, and the old lady's like, please don't say that. I was there. You don't know. And he's like, whatever. It totally crashed. Like, that guy would just rape you if you're on that ship. Like, that granddaughter got raped by that dude.
It's like, yeah, maybe. I can see James Cameron raping someone. I'm king of the world, what do you mean? I don't respect my own. I do whatever I want.
$2 billion in the box office.
They told me my budget was $20 million. I made it for $115 million. I'd make $2 billion. I'm James Cameron.
PCP.
They said James Cameron had a razor blade taped to the side of his editing bay that said, to use only if movie is terrible.
Oh.
Real intense, right? But after that, after the movie was great, he was like, oh, I'm fucking rich. I'll do whatever I want for the rest of my life. Yeah. No more need for this razor blade.
I'm sure he was rich before that.
Now I'm just going to go into spaceships underwater.
James Cameron, would you like to sponsor three people that live in 10133 Tabor Street apartment?
Could I just have $4,000 to make my web series? I just want $4,000 to make my web series, James Cameron.
It will be a 0.01% as good as Titanic, at least, I promise.
Just $4,000. Is that like, seriously, dude, don't be a dick.
So yeah, he's fine. Yeah. Yeah, he's a scientist.
You can't ask James Cameron for $4,000. Like, I was thinking, like, I just had this whole little fantasy in my head where I email James, I somehow get his email and email him a link of this to get the $4,000. Then I realized we spent half our time making him out to be this crazy megalomaniac. He's like, no, fuck these people. He's going to spend more money to, like, ruin our lives than he is to give us $4,000.
It would take so little money to ruin our
lives. I just
want to
say that I fucking... You know, now I'm going to do a little bit of dick sucking to, like, make up for all the bad talk we've done. But I just want to say, James Cameron, that your movies rock.
Yeah.
I like them all.
My cousin's favorite movie is Avatar.
Except Titanic's just all right.
I like Titanic as much as... I like Titanic enough for, like, 10 people. So, it's fine.
She likes Titanic more than I like the rest of your movies. Which is a lot.
Okay, please, so give me $4,000. Talk about, well, let's see. Do we want to get to the main event?
Yeah.
No faking out?
No faking out.
Because this is a dual one for you.
Okay.
So, because there's Rose, and then there's Old Rose.
All right. So, how about just no to Old Rose? She's like, everything that's wrong with old people. She just goes on. And just like, her story, I will not listen to a 3.5-hour story. I'm sorry. I just don't need this 3.5, like, get prepared. Maybe if she were a little younger, that movie could have come in at a more reasonable runtime.
And then...
maybe if they made it a period piece and she was, like, 50 and they're like, that's what happened. Like,
it's a quick 90.
I met this dude, we were stupid and in love, and I ran away from this rich dude who would have taken care of me for the rest of my life, learned my lesson, he was an idiot, he's dead, here's this diamond, I'm not gonna die and drop it in the water accidentally. It belongs in the sea.
And imagine this scene, just, and then I took my lace undergarments off and I dropped them slowly to the floor like
just get
this.
To where the fucking diamond is.
Then my perky titties were bouncing.
She was so long-winded, like, we walked into the vessel's main chamber that was illuminated with the lighting from the chandeliers of the Monier. The Moniers were an ancient people who came to the States via Prussia.
In fact, they all smelled terrible. You're allowed to be racist in 1912.
People used to say the smell of the Prussians is equal to that of 10 mongoloid beasts.
And by mongoloid beasts, we mean anyone that's not white.
Like, and she's just like, you know, she's just past the point of having sex with people.
That's not true, given, as you know, because you come from Florida, the disgusting AIDS rate of the olds.
That's mostly men.
Not all. Old people be fucking, Josh. Oh. Old people be fucking for
real.
Feel
bad for those prostitutes.
They got paid.
Do people know what we're talking about? Is that, do we just casually reference something that, like, everyone's gonna be like, what about these prostitutes? If anyone's listening to our podcast anymore that has started it, this thing's longer than 10 minutes.
It's the Titanic episode. We have a while to go. We haven't even sank yet.
Wait, so we should share, like, there's this whole epidemic in South Florida, which is like Cruise Central, by the way, so watch out. Of just like old ass people hiring prostitutes with unprotected, like, without wearing condoms. Like, I'm old, I'm gonna die. And now they all have AIDS.
We all of them. Every single one.
You the old person in Florida.
They have AIDS. Jerry Seinfeld's parents in this, they got remade.
All I'm saying is don't be having sex with old folk in Florida, yo.
Don't be a whore in general. You look pretty good.
Don't be a whore and you're probably less likely
life
to have AIDS.
Philosophy. Okay, not Old Rose. What about Young Rose?
I mean, I'm just trying to think, like, all right, Kate Winslet, yes.
Okay, at any age.
Kate Winslet's a beautiful, talented woman. Anyone's good enough for Sam Mendes, good enough for me. Sam Mendes, by the way, is director of American Beauty. They were married, in case you didn't know.
Oh, that's creepy. I feel like that movie's like the ultimate creepy man movie.
All right, before we jump into a whole episode, let me talk about Rose. Rose is just like that girl I just don't want to have sex with. She's just like I would have just given
she's
up
into
on
poor
trying
people.
To, I would have just given up. I mean, yeah, that is a benefit for her. But I just would have given up trying with her a lot quicker than Leonardo DiCaprio. She wasn't worth it. She ended up killing him. She wouldn't move over. She's just selfish.
But he was going to die no matter what. He wasn't getting on a lifeboat.
Huh?
He wasn't getting on a lifeboat, though. He's like a poor dude.
I don't know. You know, take that. I don't remember the movie well enough to really accurately say what I would do. I just feel like she could have moved over.
Definitely.
It just really bothers me.
Definitely.
It really is an unattractive thing to see that I would have died, like, being a nice guy in that relationship. Because I'm the nice guy, too. I probably am like, no, you need this. I'll just die.
But she saved him from being locked under that thing.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo. I wish people could have seen my physical reaction when you said that. But Yeah, she was cute. I mean, maybe when she came around a little bit, she's all depressed and stuff.
Yeah, she was trying to kill herself.
Real downer, real Debbie Downer.
Yeah, just for getting engaged. Like, just bang a bunch of servants.
I would have probably seen her with Billy Zane and been like, oh, she's into those types of guys. And, like, you've just been done with it.
But this is the podcast is like, they're into you, though. Because obviously.
They're into me. They want to have sex. She wants to have sex. We're going to have sex in a steamy car? Yeah, you know, I'm down.
No, that steamy car has got to smell real bad.
Whatever. We're not going to be in it for that long. Or we're going to be in there for hours, ladies.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Don't inquire into which one.
I'm just kind of blah. I'm like, definitely no on the old version. Like, I guess so.
What about if you're the one?
I guess so if it's convenient. And she's attractive. Yeah, she's good looking. Kate Winslet, definitely.
Wait, what if she's like...
It's just sex. But just personality. Sometimes just, you get to know someone's personality and just their physical attractiveness crumbles before your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only guy. I can't be the only guy that feels this way.
No. But what about this situation? She gets off Titanic. She's saved. She arrives in New York City and she's like hecka poor, right? And then you're like an old-timey Jew in New York City, and you're like, oh, mazel tov, beautiful Christian woman. And she's like into that minority thing, and you're like a super minority in 1912 being Jew. And so then she like, you like fall in love that way, and she's super poor, and you're like rich to her.
Well, like, you're just getting rid of probably the most attractive quality she has right there.
And she has that rock the whole time, but she never does anything with it, and you don't know.
All that money, like, now I'm, like, extra not interested.
Oh, my God, what if you were dating her, and she, like, told you about it? She's like, but we can never spend it, because I don't want him to know that I needed his money. And you're like, bitch, we need a fucking house that could pay for 10. Sell that fucking thing. And she's like, no, it's the principal. And you're like, we're starving. I'm so poor.
I need to remember Jack.
My aunt died on the street out of cold last winter. You have this thing?
We're in a recession.
It's the Great Depression. Okay.
Recession, Rose.
So yeah, so you're kind of bitchy. Yeah, I can see that.
So we covered all the guys, right? There's no one left?
So, I think there's maybe one more.
One more was like a cabin steward or someone that dude who like tried to shoot him and like locked him in the thing. I don't remember anyone else.
So yeah, of course. What am I gonna say? I love Jack forever. My heart will go on. My heart will go on for Jack. Even despite having seen fucking what's that dream movie?
Would you have unprotected sex with Jack?
Wait, what's the dream movie?
Which one?
Inception, which was just almost ruined me for him forever.
Because?
He's old and ugly. He aged terribly. He looks disgusting. You think
he looks gross now?
Yeah. I couldn't have sex with the current version of him or the Titanic version because he was like 4 years younger than me in Titanic. So I guess no, technically. But if I was in the age range for the young one, yeah. Or if I was old, I would, of course, be into him. But yeah, he's kind of gross looking now.
So you're telling me you wouldn't have sex with Leonardo DiCaprio right now? If Leo walked in here and was like, what's up, babe?
Well, yeah.
He's super jacked. He's in super great shape.
But his face looks like a crumbling cantaloupe.
Shut up. You're so full of shit that you wouldn't have sex with Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're always trying to fight my decisions. I can make my own sex decisions. I'm not fighting your decisions.
Leonardo DiCaprio walks in and was like, what's up, Ron? Like, oh, hey. You would be so starstruck, you don't even realize it.
Doesn't mean my vagina would open.
Yes, it does.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Your vagina opens when you see celebrities.
If
you
I had a vagina.
You want celebrities anyway.
If I had a vagina, my vagina would open if I met Leonardo DiCaprio.
But I don't care
just
about
feel
that.
Like there's female movie stars that like I'm just are not that attractive to me anymore that if I met them I would just be like, you are gorgeous.
But they used to be super hot. And no, it's just different.
So you're saying that so did Leo.
It's just different. I'm not into him. He looks gross. He looks like a moldy cantaloupe.
Right.
Looks like a cardboard box that got eggs poured on it.
I have met Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's not accurate.
When did you meet him?
I used to work at Martin Scorsese's office, like, a long-ass time ago.
Did he look like a watermelon got trapped in a box?
That's not a confidentiality agreement to say you work somewhere, right?
I don't know what's happening with
whatever. Whatever, it's on there. I'm in trouble. I just met him. He's
cool. Did your vagina open? No. All right. Well, that's covers all the regular ones.
So do our final. There's no one else. We've talked about the smoothie way enough. Too much already.
Enough. We're done. Okay. Well, so besides the final question. Okay. You want to go?
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Current version?
Current version of Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. Billy Zane's character in the movie.
Okay.
Or Bill Paxton's character, but you have to do it on that boat.
On the scary boat with the nerd.
Well, no, just his character. He's Mary Murderfuck, so just tips. So, like, if you're marrying him, you know what you're getting involved into. Like, if you're having sex with him, you know what you're having sex with.
Okay, so it's Leo DiCaprio now, celebrity. A-list celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it made it so easy.
And then the guy on the Titanic. Again, we're going to get into
He's, like, super-duper mega-rich.
But we're going to get into some We're going to get into some stuff we got into in the Rugrats, which is, does that mean I get to time travel and, like, wear a flapper's dress for, like, a week? Because that's amazing.
You are in Titanic times.
But, like, I'm on the Titanic, and I can't be like, you guys are all dead! You're all gonna die!
You're on the Titanic, and you're...
Don't hit the iceberg! You're
probably rich enough to survive.
Oh, my God, what if, like... But I have to go through the crash of the Titanic?
You're on the Titanic with this dude. You could just be with it. You could be, like, the rebound after Kate Winslet.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, maybe. I mean...
Do you want
to
go on the Titanic?
But I would just steer... I'd be like, get me to the captain, and then I'd steer him away from the iceberg, and then...
You don't know about this stuff. You're existing in that time.
Okay.
But you're, like, that guy's girl in that time.
Okay.
Or you're just having sex with him, and you live in that time, and you're just one of his skanks.
I'm just, like, a poor Irish bitch in the fucking cave of the ship.
and you have leprosy. Because I don't know when leprosy ended.
And also, like, probably a ginger in the situation.
Ginger. There's a movie with a ginger version. I showed you that ginger version of you in that movie, Peeping Tom.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you were upset because I was actually right about her looking like you.
Well, you also thought it looked like a poodle that was juggling. So let's just get that.
On the cover of Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
Part of what looked like you is that it was on the cover of Reader's Digest.
Have you seen what's in a Reader's Digest?
Have you seen who reads a Reader's Digest?
It's 90-year-old. It's fucking the old Rose from the Titanic reads a Reader's Digest. A bunch
of people with AIDS.
Okay, well, actually, this is probably the most appealing of all of them, because, like, obviously in the idealized version, I wouldn't be interested in Leo, but, like, if it was, like, I mean, okay, honestly, I'd probably along most with the scientist guy.
Okay.
Even if he was, like, exploring ships, he'd also, like, come back to lab, and we'd, like, talk about his, like, ancient things, and I'm also pretty into, like, ancient, like, unearthing things. I'd probably go with him sometimes, and I'd, like, stab that guy who had the ponytail, the hot poker, the nerd guy, in the eye. And then I would love to time travel and sleep with Billy Paxton. And then I'd murder Leo, because like we discussed previously, he's terrible. That looks like a plastic Leo bag full just of can't mayonnaise.
Believe marrying Leo DiCaprio could have made all your dreams come true.
No, because I'd have to be with him and hang out with him.
Oh, woe is you.
What's he going to do? He's going to, like, take you to France and leave you in a hotel room?
I just feel like the women listening to the show, if there are any, just can't identify with you. Well, it was like, I'm not having sex with any athlete. I'm not having sex with Leonardo DiCaprio or marrying him.
Only skanks want to fuck athletes.
And Leonardo DiCaprio?
Everyone thinks he's gross.
Do they?
He's like a Ziploc bag full of mustard. That's what it looks like. Yeah,
I think that's going to be my tag quote. Like a zip. Find out that Leonardo DiCaprio looks like a Ziploc bag of mustard.
Yeah.
Does Leonardo DiCaprio look like a Ziploc bag of mustard?
Yes, with wrinkles in it.
Find out on this week's episode of Who Would You Do?
Okay, so now yours is...
I'm sorry, that is like the funniest thing I think you've ever said, that Leonardo DiCaprio looks like a Ziploc bag full of mustard.
Glad that you enjoyed it. Okay, so now yours are Celine Dion,
mm-hmm.
or Kate Winslet now, mm-hmm. or the, we didn't talk about on the show, but Margaret Molly Brown, who's the real woman who, like, earned all of her money through the gold rush, who survived the Titanic, and then, like, was, like, awesome, and, like, I earned all my money.
Kathy Bates?
Yeah, Kathy Bates. But she's, let's say she's not Kathy Bates. It's, like, the actual person.
Was the actual person, like, hot?
Let's say...
Because you gave me two hot chicks so far, and all I have to reference is... This rich gold rush chick is that she's Kathy Bates.
Well, let's say that she's, like, in between super hot and,
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, yes.
All right, so I'm gonna kill her, because the other two are mega rich also and hot.
But, okay, fine.
I'm gonna have... Because, like, I'm not trying to go back to gold rush times.
Yeah, yeah, your Jewish thing would really fucking bite you in the ash.
In the ash?
Yep.
I'm not trying to go back to gold rush time for really any reason. That period of time doesn't sound very attractive to me.
You could be like a mogul. You could, like, invent trains.
It's, like, right before... Yeah, I guess... But you're saying, so, like, do I have, like, all the foresight of the future?
I'm saying that comparatively, she's richer than all... than the rest of them.
Fine. But shit's better now. There's more stuff I want in the world today. Especially, even if I did know about the world today, I'd go back there and be like, fuck, this fucking sucks. Like, you can be a poor person today and have everything she had back then. Except a less nice house. but an air-conditioned one. So, murdering Kathy Bates. Or in between Kathy Bates.
Okay.
Celine Dion seems a little too crazy for me to marry her. Mm-hmm. And we talk, you know, I'd be just curious to find out about the sex, you know, find out whether it's weird and freaky or just kind of boring. But yeah, having sex with her. And Kate Winslet, I mean, the other dude she married is an Oscar-winning filmmaker. Like, dreams come true.
She's kind of old, though.
Whatever. It's not. The question isn't marry for life. It's just marry, and then later, you know, you get divorced when she gets too old. That's right. I'm single, ladies. In case you're looking.
And his vagina opens for Leonardo DiCaprio.
His vagina opens for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ariel, this is a good week. We'll see you next week, listeners.
Thanks for listening,
many listeners.
Bye.
Bye.